This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Back with me again, Jason Casey.
What up?
And Kareem Daniels.
Hello, hello, hello.
Evening, gentlemen. Our first recording of the Trump administration.
Well, well, well.
We did have the show that came out after he was inaugurated, and but we recorded that before.
Before
all everything went down over the weekend. Ooh, what a crazy time. We're going to talk a little bit about alternative facts, but we're not going to get deep into politics. We've done that. It's time to sort of ease our way out of that. I mean, yes, there will be little things here and there because we deal with the absurd and the ridiculous. So there's obviously some of that that's going to creep in, but we're really going to try not to yell at each other about politics, since for the most part, we all agree, and there's nothing worse than people that agree with each other yelling at each other.
That's the worst thing.
That is true.
That's a nod to Friday's show from last week. Also on the show today, the return of Speak Out in Small Town News.
Yes.
Plus, we've got more stuff with retired NFL Hall of Famers in the news for a variety of reasons. But before we get into all that, let's start with Kareem. How was your week, Kareem?
Crazy.
Oh man,
lots of stuff going on, or was it just the zeitgeist of the inauguration?
Well, I do facilities. And so I do facilities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the weather, the weather was crazy everywhere.
And it's still, as we're recording this, I get a notification. I sent my dad something in Vermont, bought it on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, like any good person who listens to this show should do, because it doesn't cost me anything extra. It does help support the show. And it was supposed to arrive by Wednesday of this week, so the day the show comes out. I got a notification it had been delayed by the weather.
Ooh. I believe it.
Now, where he lives in Vermont, I was looking at some of the weather forecasts, and there were places that got about a quarter of an inch of ice on things, which is probably the worst thing for trying to get around from place to place. And also for power outages.
Oh, freezing rain, man. Sorry about that. No, freezing rain. Like, I'm a Californian, so I had no idea what was up with freezing rain. Mm-hmm. And if you're from California, there's nowhere really that you could live where you would experience freezing rain.
Possibly if you live like Redding and north up in the mountains, but maybe.
But this is something that happens on a yearly basis on multiple days. Like,
oh, yeah.
I went outside after a freezing rain. Not only did it sound like wind chimes out because like everything was dangling together and you hear all the branches and stuff, but then you also like things are encapsulated by ice. Mm-hmm. Like you've never seen, like I could cut off a rose, like you could put a rose outside and you could bring it back inside and it'll be like a ice covered rose. Perfectly though. Perfectly. So if you're from California, you got no idea about that.
Like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Yeah. But clear. So clear. So crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad times. Now, growing up in North Carolina, I'm sure you're familiar with that, too.
Yeah. We call it, well, black ice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and black ice on the road.
Black ice on the road.
The ice you don't see.
Yeah. Well,
That's a salute out to everybody who's making it from place to place. As we're recording this, my wife is in Philadelphia again on business. She flew out this morning at a reasonable time, as opposed to the ungodly hours, which has been in the past. So it was nice. I said, "When do you need me to drop you off at the airport?" And she said, "It's like 7:45." And I'm like, "Perfect.
Yeah.
Drop you off, go to work."
Oh, and then our tree fell in our backyard.
Oh, I saw that. Man. Uprooting. Because we had the really bad rainstorms here and a lot of wind, and the ground was just so saturated.
It's got like 60 mile per hour winds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week was really bad.
Yeah.
I came home after work, and my father-in-law was out next to the fence near the driveway here. And I'm like, what's going on? And we have one post in the fence that is not the best post. It's not a good post. It's not a terrific post. And so I'm like, what's going on? He goes, this thing's doing it. So we're out there in the wind getting that secured. And then as we get that all basically secured as we're going to, we look over and the orange tree in the front yard had started to tip over.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
So we seamless at it. So we propped up the orange tree with some 2x4s and some rope. And the next day, my father-in-law had done a bit of a topiary job on it. The orange tree is much, much smaller now. Which was, you know, probably the right thing to do. Well, but
it's the end of the season anyway, so.
Well, and you know, honestly, the yard is his domain. I'm just here to help where I can. And it's an argument I don't need to have. Because I don't, doesn't matter one way or the other. It'll be fine. You know, yeah. I would rather have that than the tree tipping over again.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So hopefully we've got a healthy tree moving forward in that. Jason, how was your week?
Well, my week was pretty awesome, considering. On Saturday, Chris and I went to my boss's, one of my boss's houses. And helped
kiss up.
No, just doing. Oh my gosh, you guys are ridiculous.
Maybe what'd you help your boss with?
With moving a bunch of rock. we shoveled a bunch of rock in his backyard. His wife was away, and like all the families got together at his house that worked and helped out.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
So he guilted y'all into.
No, he did not guilt at all. Like he didn't. He did not even know. It was. Listen, I mean, like I'm really lucky that I work with, you know, such amazing people.
Sure.
You know, if they ever have to fire me one day, I will understand because they're very just.
Hey!
It's ridiculous. Because they're awesome. Yeah, I mean, like I'm sure I deserved it.
No, Jason, don't you want to come help us shovel? You want to come hang out with us?
No, it wasn't.
By
even
the
that.
Way, we're going to be shoveling rocks.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is when you make friends with people that you work with, you know, on a certain level, it's like I also know that if I had a need, like let's say a tree had fallen outside of my house, they would be there to help
great.
Me out. You know, so why not help? You know, I mean,
sure.
Yeah. So, so we did that on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we just went on a rock a walk around the neighborhood. Went to Old Soul, had some coffee.
Checked on the gentrification process.
Just making sure everything was going smoothly.
And down to 10% African-American.
Making sure the pods weren't parked in back of churches and stuff, you know. Making sure people were like, you know. yeah, and then we got home. It was a great weekend for me in that sense.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Leslie threw her back again.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, she's been having. It's been one thing. It was, but the good news is her cold.
You're on the insurance policy now?
Yeah, I am. Her cold is gone. So
thank
so
God.
That's a huge move in the right direction. But it's been, you know, not a lot of extra stuff going on here and there. I mean, we're watching a lot of TV, catching up on stuff, and. One of the things we watched the Leah Remini Scientology show.
Oh, I've been watching that.
So you have watched it. Yeah. Did you make it all the way through yet?
Not all the way through. Because they're out of order.
That's weird.
Well, the way
the way you were watching them. But I think they can be watched out of order. And I mean, there is a build to it. But if you watch them out of order, I don't think it's real. I mean, obviously, if you watch like the fourth episode and then go back to the beginning, it'll be a little weird. But
yeah.
And I saw today she was on, as we're recording this, so show that drops today, she's on the Adam Carolla podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that should drop probably the same day this does.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, I would listen because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about that. The things that have happened since they finished shooting that season. Because there's been a lot going on. It's very interesting. This computer, I'm going to punch, and that's the new one that I'm going to punch right in the computer face. It's like, here's a notification. Get away from me. Get away. It's kind of an interesting thing to see. And granted, it's one side, Maybe there's another side that we're not seeing that we don't know, but it seems like...
You can see it if you sign up on their list.
It seems like a very not fun... You know what they seem like? They seem like a gang. They seem like a gang that once you're in, you stay in, and if you try and get out, they'll jump you. In a variety of speaking, and they'll go after your family. So they do conduct themselves seemingly like a street gang would, if a street gang had billions of dollars, tax free.
Yeah.
Although street gangs usually do run tax free. they're not sending out W-2s to Manuel who's handling the drug muling. He doesn't get a W-2, no, or even a 1099.
Unfortunately, not.
Maybe a 1099.
You might have to. I mean, there is a way that you can file federal taxes on money earned in ungainly fashion.
Well, sure, they'll take your money.
Yeah, and you can pay the tax on it, so you don't have to worry about them messing with you because of that.
Well, right.
I mean, seriously, but you know that's yeah.
Uh-huh. That's great.
I mean, it's serious, so yeah. It's real.
Oh no, absolutely. Somebody who's making money, you know, the old-fashioned way is a pitch man, Jerry Rice. He was recently featured in a new Popeyes commercial. It didn't go over very well. The Hall of Fame receiver, who's already gotten in trouble over the last few months when he said all lives matter, which appeared to be a criticism of Black Lives Matter, he's caught people's attention again with this commercial featuring him wearing a Popeyes football helmet with a rotating chicken wing on the face mask. Let's take a listen.
Now, we all know football is better with Popeyes, right, Annie?
That's right, Mike.
What if I told you there's an even better way to enjoy your favorite game time snack? They're called Wingovations.
Wingovations.
Products that help enhance your football watching, wing eating experience. Now, I don't know about you, Annie, but football legend and wing aficionado Jerry Rice and I like to eat classic Cajun wings and play catch at the same time. So we made the Taste Mask.
Wingovations.
360 degrees of pure wing rotation for hands-free wing eating. Looking for easy access to dipping sauces? That's where the Sauce Dome comes in.
Wingovation.
The hat that puts all your favorite flavors inches away from your taste buds. And if you're tired of ruining shirts with dipping sauce, you need Popeye's greatest wingovation, the napkin shirt.
Wingovation. Absorb it.
And we've got tons more.
And they go through them all.
We're all about sharing the fun when it comes to adding even more innovations to your favorite game time snack.
Football is better with Popeyes.
All right, Kareem. You know, I don't mean to profile here, but I think I need to go to you first for your reaction to Jerry Rice's Wingovations commercial.
Everything's for sale, even souls.
So I think the first question is, now, racial issues aside, if you're completely colorblind and race is never an issue, it always is, but if it were never an issue, it's a wacky bit. And when they come up with it, I'm sure it's like, oh, it's a wacky bit. You can eat a chicken wing with a helmet on. Now.
He should have known better. She should have known better.
The Popeye's pitch lady. Well,
yes.
Well, here's the thing. That's her gig. She can't know better.
And the fact that he just dealt with what he just dealt with the Black Lives Matter thing would have made him think. Should have made him think.
You know what he's thinking? Popeye's is paying me a lot of money, and this is kind of funny.
Yep.
And he just never, because you know why? Because he is a rich guy. First and foremost.
Oh, he forgot he was black.
He is a rich guy. That was one of the things that people said about O.J. Simpson. He's a rich guy, not a black guy. And then he got accused of a crime, and then suddenly he became the blackest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
All that aside, were you personally offended, or did you just shake your head and go, idiot?
A little bit of both, but after he did the All Lives Matter thing, then I wasn't surprised, so that's why I was like, shut my head and was like, idiot. And then, but I'm just like, I don't, like, no.
Well, you being an NFL Hall of Famer, don't pay the bills.
Yeah.
You gotta, because when he played, I mean, they made good money, but not the type of money you make now.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm not upset that he would do a Popeye's chicken commercial, but just don't do that.
Thankfully, he wasn't eating it as it was spinning on the face mask, because that would have
like,
been...
He could have had... The only thing he could have did worse was have a piece of watermelon in the other hand.
Or a grape soda.
Yeah.
Or Kool-Aid. I mean, come on. All right. Can I...
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. It's like, what I'm most offended by, more than anything else, is that such a hokey bit, like... It's a ridiculous, like I said, it's a wacky, ridiculous bit. And if it was a white guy, I might have a different reaction to it. But at the same time, like, they knew who was going to be starring in it. And this went through how much approval and how many meetings were about this commercial where nobody, like, and somebody was editing this, nobody was like, I don't know, man, what do you think? You know, I mean, like you just,
somebody somewhere.
You know, like, what?
It should have dawned on somebody, like, somewhere.
Like, this is, come on.
Well, I think what everybody did was they were just sitting there so excited that they thought they came up with something funny and clever. And they were like, look how funny we are. Look how funny we are. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, like, he's even wearing gloves. He's catching gloves, but like,
well, yeah, just, because the setup is they like to eat chicken wings while playing catch,
right? But
yeah, so it mean, all like, logically but, makes
but,
sense.
But like, the gloves add like a minstrel feel to it, like in the helmet, the size of it. Like, there's a lot of things that when you look at it, like, and you look at like you're like, you cannot not. I don't know. Like I said, you can't.
You might be reading a little much into that, but again, you should know better than that.
That's all I'm saying. Is like
somebody in that process had to go, hey. Don't you think this might be an issue?
Somebody had to think that. There had to be at least one person.
And somebody's like, nah, don't worry about it.
Well, maybe somebody did bring it up and they were told, no, but it's funny.
That's true.
You want to mute that, Kareem?
Oh, sorry.
Kareem's phone's just playing a video. It's like, look, what's going on here is kind of interesting, but not enough to hold my complete attention.
I wasn't even watching the video. That's the thing. I just turned my phone sideways and it.
Sorry. No, I know. I saw that. Meanwhile, another NFL Hall of Famer, Jim Brown, who is one of the sports world's most notable civil rights crusaders, took aim at Representative John Lewis, saying John Lewis has a great history as a civil rights fighter. As a young man, he was one of the guys who was out there leading parades during the Martin Luther King Jr. era. So we all respect his history. But then I hear him crying the blues about Mr. Trump and saying he's an illegitimate president. And I take offense to that. If it's illegitimate, why is he going on? That was Jim Brown's take.
I take offense to Jim Brown at this point.
He said, if you're going to impeach him, impeach him. But if he did something wrong, arrest him. But don't cry the blues because you didn't get the vote out. This man had a genius way of winning the election.
We're going to trade him along with Jerry Rice.
for Jason and a few other.
Yes.
Yes, you got traded for Hall of Famer. Jim Brown, who is 80 now. He was a three-time MVP during his nine-year season with the Cleveland Browns. He played so long ago, the Cleveland Browns were good. that's how long. Here's part of it. He does have a point at the very end there when he said, don't cry the blues because you didn't get out the vote and this man had a genius way of winning the election. It was really sleazy and underhanded. It was preying upon everybody's worst emotions.
Yeah.
Genius. So
it wasn't genius because somebody else, I mean, what, Reagan did it? Bush, Nixon did it?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have done it.
So it wasn't.
Hitler did it.
Yeah,
that's how Hitler got elected.
It wasn't genius.
By the way, Hitler did get elected, too.
Yeah, he did get elected.
Don't forget that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Trump is Hitler. I am merely saying that Hitler got elected.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, well, telling a whole public agency that they can't say anything about anything and like that.
Well, two, actually.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move past that.
Yeah. But yeah. So we're going to trade Jim and we don't even need anything back for him.
Well, no, he's done, you know what? Jim has lived a very long and productive life. He's done a lot of really great things. It might be time for Jim Brown to retire.
It might be.
Go and hang out and, you know, yell at people on his lawn, which is really what he's doing.
Yeah.
One of his kids will have a talk with him.
Like, somebody needs to have a talk with him. And I understand you trying to get some money out of the dude, but just, yeah, you should have stayed at your meeting and just call it a day.
Yeah, go in and meet with Trump, but don't. Yeah. What do you stand to gain from this?
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing. You know. Meanwhile, also over the weekend, Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, said the White House press secretary gave, and I quote, alternative facts when he inaccurately described the inauguration crowd as the largest ever during his first appearance before the press this past weekend. It's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is the man's name. Let's take a listen to the Meet the Press exchange between Kellyanne Conway and Chuck Todd, as my computer buffers it out for you.
Assembled in the East Room, another first.
Oh, hey.
The President and Vice President of the United States.
President Trump.
This is a different video, so let me click on the other thing. Why is it doing this to me? Here we go. Here, let me pause this other one. I love it when they put a new one at the top and the one you want's lower down. Here's Kellyanne Conway.
Then explain, you did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary, who's not just the spokesperson for Donald Trump? He could be he also serves as the spokesperson for all of America at times. He speaks for all of the country at times. Why put him out there for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It's a small thing, but the first time he confronts the public, it's a falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here. I want to have a great open relationship.
Okay, that's a veiled threat.
Yeah.
In what types of terms? He went out there and stated a bunch of things that are provably not true.
Relationship with our press. But look what happened the day before, talking about falsehoods. We allowed the press to come into the Oval Office and witness President Trump signing executive orders. And of course, you know, the Senate had just confirmed General Mattis and General Kelly to their two posts. And we allow the press in, and what happens almost immediately? A falsehood is told about removing the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That's just flat out false.
And it was corrected immediately.
But why was it said? No, Chuck, why was it said in the first place? Because everybody is so presumptively negative.
Climb into the head of that
reporter. No, that it's okay. No, excuse me. Oh, no. That reporter was writing on behalf of the press pool.
That reporter tweeted that the MLK bust was gone. An hour later, corrected it, saying the bust was behind an agent and a door, so he didn't see it. So he assumed it was gone. But it never went out over the air to anybody. It was tweeted. But again, that's how the president communicates with people.
Yeah.
Angry tweets. So I understand where that would be a thing, and she's absolutely correct. Not okay. Got to get your stuff right.
Press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
on
day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts, four of the five facts he uttered. The one thing he got right was Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Chuck, do you think it's a fact or not that millions of people have lost their plans, their health insurance, and their doctors under President Obama? Do you think it's a fact that
I got whiplash at that point. It was like, wait, what? What were we talking about here? Yeah. I will give her credit for being masterful at switching around.
Oh, she is great at deflecting, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is a master class in just completely taking something, and everything that they're doing is a lot of misdirection.
Oh, yeah. She is a world champion deflector. Well, but all I know is if I told my mom that's an alternate fact, she was like, I'm going to give you an alternate ass whooping.
Yeah.
Alternative facts. And to Chuck Todd's credit, he corrected her right away, but the reaction, because it's been built up to this whole thing where the media is out to get Donald Trump, there are people that were like, why is Chuck Todd berating her? Well, because she's just spouting nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I think there's a movement amongst the, to try to get the reporters to stop interviewing her because all she's going to do is lie.
I saw that online as well. Here's the thing that lets you know that this is weird. So this occurred on Sunday morning. The previous day, millions of women across America and around the world, including hundreds of thousands in Washington, D.C.
And about 50,000 here.
Somewhere between 20 and 50. It's undetermined what the number is. I've seen people say it's closer to 50. The official count that I saw in the Sacramento Bee was 20,000 here. Either way, a lot of people out protesting the day before. So the next morning, the very next morning, they don't have to talk about that because she's on Meet the Press using this invented thing, alternative facts. And everybody bit down on that so hard that Women's March, which is one of the largest protests in the history of the world, was not talked about 24 hours later. It was all alternative facts.
Well, I watched AM Joy, and she talked about that, but she talked about the Women's March. She talked about
what this, is AM Joy?
Joy Reid on MSNBC. She has a show on Saturdays and Sundays, and so
right. But the majority of the coverage and the majority of social media was alternative facts. What are alternative facts? And that's what happens. So something happens that isn't great for what they're trying to say, and then they say something absolutely absurd that makes people go into a full rage spiral because it makes no sense.
Yeah. And then he did it again today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's happening. He's been president for less than a week and it's happened over and over again. And whatever you may feel about him, that's what's happening. If you want to know what's going on, kind of pay attention because it will go by very, very quickly. And if there's something that doesn't favor the administration, they will do something crazy to get that off the top.
Yeah, so I think he signed 10 things today. And so instead of talking about the 10 things he signed today, they're talking about him still talking about three to five million illegal people voted.
Yeah, that was...
That's why he lost it.
Right. So you do all of this stuff, and then you talk about this and get people talking about it. It's brilliant manipulation. I took propaganda classes in college. This is brilliant manipulation. Pay attention. There's a masterclass going on in front of you.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, fried chicken. Jason.
Fried chicken's cool.
Kareem.
No, the face mask is tool.
Fried chicken's cool. I mean, especially the extra crispy. Oh, and the pop. Oh, I dig the Popeyes.
Can't eat Popeyes anymore, but I used to like them.
Why can't you eat Popeyes?
I don't know, man. It's the oil they use or something, man. But I'm not good the next day ever when I go there. I always use a lot of hot sauce, too.
Is there a lot of explosiveness out the back end?
It's just not.
Is that what we're talking about here?
It's not a good time.
Does it make you sad that there's not a stronger vent fan in your restaurant?
It makes me wish that I hadn't eaten Popeyes the day before, no matter how good it tasted. But if you go to Kiki's Chicken Place, that place has some good chicken.
Up next in Cooler Tools.
I was just about to say that.
Jim Brown, Kareem.
He's a tool.
Jason?
Oh, man. He's a tool.
Misguided old man, or tool.
Yeah.
And finally in Cooler Tool, alternative facts. Alternative facts. Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
Tool.
Oh, you know, I want to call it Tool, but it's just so absurdly, ridiculously effective at what they were trying to do that it's kind of cool, like in an evil genius sort of way.
I understand.
I'm conflicted because I want to hate it. But I can't because there's an underlying devious brilliantness to it. You know, like Bond villain, sort of. Where you're like, sure, he's going to kill James Bond slowly, but that contraption is genius.
I get it.
Far more elegant than just shooting him. So, all right, that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. All right, meanwhile, in Wisconsin, where it's cold. The police department there posted a tongue-in-cheek message on Facebook sympathizing with meth users who may have been sold fake drugs, urging them to bring in the batches they suspected were wrong to have them tested. The post by the Sparta, Wisconsin Police Department is not the first sarcastic jibe on its Facebook page. Previous screeds about people parking cars on lawns and alternate side parking. Thursday's post states drug dealers may be passing off crumbled rock salt as the drug methamphetamine, sympathizing with drug users who've been duped, saying, quote, "We understand how frustrating it is to buy something and finding out it's not what you thought you purchased, like ordering large t-shirts that turn out to be a size schmedium." The police department wrote schmedium. "If you have recently purchased meth that you feel may be rock salt, please feel free to bring it to the Sparta Police Department for testing. Tests can also be conducted on any meth pipes, needles, or other paraphernalia items you have. We can only imagine how horrible a salty meth pipe is."
Oh, wow.
It concludes, "Don't delay. Come and see us." Now, there's no word yet on whether any drug users have taken the bait, but I that's also deviously brilliant.
Because you know there were some people that went.
Well, yeah, they've got drug-addled minds. Drug users don't make the best decisions.
Yeah, they'll be like, "Man, I spent $50 on this. And
it was my last $50.
$50.
This meth is terrible.
I know. His name's Jason. He has all the meth. Go get him. Like, he's the guy. That's who I buy from here. Here's his phone number. Your money back for me.
Two for one. It's a two for one deal.
Just takes one.
Wedding beer. This is on its tail end, by the way.
Is it the last one?
Well, we've been married. Well, I've got like six left, but we've been married for 2 months. The beer was bottled a week before that. Beer does not last forever. It does have. So it's starting. The flavor is starting to change ever so slightly. It's still pretty good, but it's starting to change ever so slightly.
Ooh.
All right, let's wrap it up with this.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
And as promised, the return of Speak Out from the city of Plattsburgh, New York. First item is called taxes. The mayor and city council have a great opportunity to get the new administration off on the right foot by bringing the budget under the tax cap to show the taxpayers they are serious about spending their tax dollars responsibly. Now they just have to have the will to do it. Well, that starts out pretty reasonably.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't continue that way.
Ruh-roh.
Whose idea was it to put pianos in the mall between Old Navy and Christopher and Banks? It's so annoying to shop in either of these stores and listen to that noise. Try putting them down near Sears where no one can hear them.
Ooh, burn, Sears. Burn.
Well, I believe Sears is next to where all the other closed stores are. But that would be kind of... If I was trying to sell pianos, I wouldn't want to be down next to Sears where no one can hear them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nobody goes to Sears.
Scratch the old person.
That is a fact, Jack.
That is the empty side of the mall where there's like an old closed, like a place that's been closed for like 2 weeks. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a lot of stuff closed there. Hey, how many city employees are there that don't live in the city but are entitled to the extravagant benefits, yet don't have to pay the extravagant taxes? Some of the positions could have easily been filled by city residents.
Oh, hashtag truth.
Well, also hashtag whiny. How about you stop complaining and take a city job?
Exactly.
It's so great. Hey, I understand why the boat basin would be mad at the city's marina addition design, but competing business? Come on. The basin could not support another 100 slips, and the city has no ship store or fuel service. All are used by current marina occupants. So anyone who says the city should not compete with local business, too late! We have garbage and a base gym all coexist with local businesses. Yes, the city is in the garbage business. And finally, the town of Plattsburgh court judges have come up with a unique form of punishment for the defendants appearing before them. Instead of a fine, community service, or jail, they are ordered to come back to court over and over for months on end with no conclusion to their case.
Bitter.
I'm not quite sure about that. But is that? I guarantee they have a relative. Either they are in a situation, or they've got a relative who keeps having to go back to court. I think that might be a worse punishment. You're just trying to figure out what's going on. I just want to get out of here. What do I have to do?
Well, try explaining to your boss. I need another day off. I need to go to court.
Right.
Yeah.
I know it's like the second time in 2 weeks. I swear I didn't do anything illegal.
Didn't you have to go to court last month, too? Yes. What did you do this time? No, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
I'm sorry.
Really? That seems weird to me. Why would you have to go?
Because that's my punishment.
I'm not buying that. I think it's weird. Why would they be punishing you again? I mean, well, you had to have done something else.
Have you ever gone to the court?
I had jury duty once, but I called and they didn't make me come in.
They give you a continuance.
And they just keep telling you I have to come back every 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I had the same. I guess I can feel the same because I had jury duty and I had to call after 6 o'clock, and then they told me to call the next night. And then I waited and I called the next night, and then they said call again the next night. So I can kind of see where you're coming from. All right, you can have the day off. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks for bearing with us. Hey, if you can pick out where the computer died in the middle of the show and we picked it up.
Good for you.
Congratulations. You've got a keen ear, my friend. We got the Trump talk out of the way this show. The rest of the shows of the week, it's pretty light. Pretty light. So just comedy and ridiculousness. And speaking of ridiculousness, this is from the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You album. It's Hang Fire on The Nate Darling Show. See you on Friday with a fresh new episode. Bye-bye. We got nowhere to work, nothing to drink, we just left the shirts.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.